June 30th marks the two-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. And if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc., please consider making a special anniversary contribution. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make a special anniversary gift by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Welcome back. It's time for your answer to the question, when do you think Christ will return and why? We're working off this Pew Forum research that 40% of Americans believe that Christ will return in their lifetime. That is, I think the date that they set was 2050. I don't plan to live till 2050, by the way. But by 2050, they say Christ will return 40% of Americans. That's not a majority, but it's a pretty big minority, isn't it? What about you? When do you think Christ will return and why? It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. live this Thursday afternoon, June the 24th. I want to hear from you. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those emails right here in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org, or leave your answer to the question, when will Christ return and why, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Jerry in DeForest, Wisconsin is on the phone. Jerry, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your program every day.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Well, I don't want to blaspheme because, of course, the Lord Jesus kept this information from us. But at the same time, he does allow us to think about our times and so on and so forth. And our Lord, being a God of symmetry, of order, will wait as long in the New Testament era as he did in the Old Testament era. So we should expect his return in a couple thousand more years. Speculation, but I will leave it to his good grace to decide when the date will be, but that's a guess as to when our Lord will return again.
So that gives us a lot of time on the calendar before Christ returns.
We need to be ready for him to come back this afternoon, but we also need to do the work that if he doesn't return for 2,000 more years, that his people are here confessing his name when he comes again.
Well, Jerry, thank you very much for your call, and thanks for listening in DeForest, Wisconsin. What about the rest of you? Jerry says, if you think about it in terms of kind of the symmetry of history, and God does know a little bit about some symmetries. Let's not get too anxious about this. It may well be thousands of more years. What about the rest of you? Does that seem outlandish? I mean, Christians throughout history have thought that it would be in their lifetimes. St. Paul seems to think it's going to happen soon and in his lifetime. What about you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Elaine in Canada says, we do not know exactly when Christ will return. Not even the angels in heaven know. However, we should always be prepared for his return. And he's told us that there will always be a falling away. This is definitely happening more and more, says Elaine in Canada, and a noticeable increase in trouble in the world. We stay prepared by repentance and hearing God's word and receiving the Lord's Supper. Good advice from Elaine in Canada. So she doesn't exactly say when, she just says it could be any moment. And I think this is one of the things that Scripture makes quite clear. It could be any moment, over against everything that the dispensationalist might say about setting calendar dates and it couldn't happen before this event that they read about in the newspaper yesterday just occurred. The Bible seems to say any old time, which now that does account for why Christians throughout history largely have believed it could happen any time, even in their lifetimes. 1-877-623-6943. Here's Joe calling from his car. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I think it'll be long after I'm dead and I'm 30. So whether that be a century or several or a thousand years, I'm open to all of that. First off, I think God wants to prove all the dispensationalists wrong. So that's my two cents. see it.
He's really good at doing that. He's really good at setting, when someone sets a date, not keeping to their calendar. He doesn't want to be pigeonholed on this one. Here's another Joe calling from another car. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Todd. Can we take a look at this with a law gospel approach and say, under the law, Christ could return any moment, which could be bad news, or under the gospel, Christ could return any moment, which would be great news, depending on where you are, I guess.
I think, Joe, we not only can, I think we have to understand the return of Christ in terms of both law and gospel. That's the way the Bible presents it that way.
And in that sense, we would think about it all the time. The Christian life is one of repentance all the time, and we can think of it that way.
A very good point. Joe, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in your car. You see, what he's trying to talk about there is that the Bible does present the return of Christ in judgment in both terms of law and gospel. It presents it as the great and terrible day. It presents it as a day of salvation. It all depends on, what should we say? It all depends on who you are. If you are in Christ, then Christ's return is nothing but good news. As terrible as the day will be, nothing but good news. If you are outside of Christ, then Christ's return will be nothing but bad news. As tremendous and as glorious as the day will be, it will be nothing but bad news. A good way of looking at it, although it doesn't get us any closer to the answer to the question, when do you think it will be his return and why? Luke has what he calls a speculative theory. He says, since the resurrection of Christ is the center of all things, even all existence, and I agree there completely, it is the center of all history, I speculate that the amount of time from the creation to the resurrection will be the same amount of time from the resurrection to the last day. So if there is 1 million days from creation to Christ's resurrection, then there will be 1 million days from Christ's resurrection to the last day. Since the day of creation is undated, there is no way to tell how much time elapsed from then to Christ's resurrection. So even in this theory, there's no way to know when the last day would occur. Another interesting kind of symmetry theory about the return of Christ. Luke, thank you very much for thinking it through. Steve in Minnesota says, he will come when the last person predestined to hear his word and come to faith has done so. So let's get busy, says Steve. Now, I think I might reword the way Steve put it there. He will come when the gospel's been preached to all nations, to all creation. That is something quite clear. And someone might say, well, that's all the more reason to quantify our gospel preaching, to do all sorts of measurements on who we've reached and who we haven't. Nonsense. It's all the more reason to preach the gospel. Not to sit around measuring how much we've done it. That's a waste of time. It's all the more reason to have the gospel clearly, continuously proclaimed. Isn't it amazing that churches that get all bound up in measuring how well they're doing it, how many they're reaching, how good they are at it, are the ones that preach the gospel the least? Isn't that amazing? And the ones that don't worry about the method, the marketing, and all of the way that our human measurements of how well we are or how good we are at it, they're the ones, generally speaking, preaching the gospel more often and the most. Let's see. Steve and Bonnie together. We've never had a couple respond, but Steve and Bonnie say, does the closest guest get an Issues Etc. t-shirt and coffee mug? Well, since I can't tell how close the guesses are, but I will say that the best question or answer to this question will get a copy of the popular commentary on Revelation by Dr. Lewis Brighton, and we'll hold that till the very end of our Open Lines Hour here. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. Visit our Facebook fan page. Leave an answer to that question. When will Christ return and why? When do you think? At our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Craig in Edwardsville, Illinois says, if Jesus is a Cubs fan, he may make us wait until they win the World Series, which actually may never happen. and then he will return. Oh, no. I don't want to wait that long, says Craig in Edwardsville, Illinois. Well, not only smartest listeners, sometimes funniest listeners, too. Seth in the Philippines says, I'd like to think of myself as a pan-millennialist. Sooner or later, it's all going to pan out. Kind of a joke and a point at the same time. And thanks for listening in the Philippines, Seth. Daniel in Fort Wayne, Indiana says, Jesus will return an hour before my ordination next year, God willing, out of mercy for his church. I think that's just intended as a joke. But oh my goodness, don't you start thinking about Jesus' return when you start thinking about paying your taxes or a big bill that's coming due or something that's impending upon you that you don't want to have to go through. And you say, oh, would Jesus return and deliver me from this? You know, that's not such a bad idea. In fact, maybe we should look at life, our lives here, even more like that rather than the way we often do, which is, I hope Jesus doesn't return and spoil the party. Cindy in Florida says, the Bible does not tell us when. It also tells us that we should not speculate on Christ's return, only watch and wait. Well, you know, I'm not really asking for speculation. I'm asking, obviously, no one can know, but everybody has an opinion. What I mentioned before, and kind of in response to Cindy in Florida, what I mentioned before is, growing up as a Christian, I always thought these two things, two incongruous things in my mind, that somehow I was going to live to see the return of Christ. An honest expectation, and an equally honest expectation that now I realize is completely contradictory, that I was going to live to be 85, 90 years old, die, and at some point in the future, Christ would return. Both are equally possible, given what we know from Scripture. Do you expect Christ to return in your lifetime? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. It's audio open lines. We're taking your answers to the question, when do you think Christ will return and why? More of your answers right after this.
Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
If you're a pastor or layperson in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have some timely resources for you. The leadership of the LCMS is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. You'll find show transcripts about these proposed changes and an updated list of questions for President Gerald Kishnick's task force. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Listen on Demand.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Catechesis, God's way of teaching faith in Christ and love to the neighbor. The Concordia Catechetical Academy is dedicated to promoting Luther's small catechism and faithful Lutheran catechesis around the world. We are the publisher of the Lutheran Catechesis Series, catechetical materials for use with adults and children, in congregations and on the mission field, in families and in schools. Visit our website at peacesussex.org.
So what's the fad du jour at your church? Beth Moore, Rick Warren, post-emergent, pre-emergent, or some other move of the spirit that hasn't quite hit you yet? At the Brothers of John the Steadfast, we're kicking it old school. And by old school, I mean the 1580 Book of Concord. Check out our website for a list of confessional study groups, or if you have one at your congregation, you can let us know. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Well, according to a new survey by the Pew Research Center, more than 40%, that's a significant minority of Americans, think that Jesus will return before the year 2050. Do you think he will? Why or why not? Our email address right here in the studio. We're coming to you live with audio open lines on this Thursday, June the 24th. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at issuesetc. Leave your answer at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or just give us a call right here in the studio, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Ann is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Hi, good afternoon. I read Dr. Brighton's commentary a few years ago, and it took me about a year. I really took my time. And from what he says, it seems like things are going to be really bad at the end. I don't want to be here, but that's insignificant. I'm 60 now. I don't think he's going to come before I die. But I think things are going to get, well, I'm not sure if the book says that things are going to get really bad universally. I mean, we're relatively unaffected by a lot of things, and yet this is supposed to be a time in history where there's more martyrs than any other time. So there's parts of the world where people are suffering horribly. I guess I was thinking that that would be a universal thing.
Well, I guess it's all, remember, those passages are written from the perspective of Christians. So I think maybe the suffering might not be universal, but that kind of tribulation especially affects Christians. Of course, we can say the tribulation's been in effect as long as Christ has been reigning as well. But it, you're right, a good sound reading of those passages, as Dr. Brighton does do, leads us to believe that it isn't going to be pretty in the end, while it will also be completely unexpected, Christ's return as well. Deborah says, I was once so intrigued by eschatology, I always was looking for signs and wonders. It is dreadful to listen for every knock and creak. I don't know when he's coming again, but I do know why he tarries. Quoting from 2 Peter chapter 3, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Great thoughts there, Deborah. Thank you very much for listening as well. Let's see. Carrie in Minnesota says, it could be any time. As with the internet, the gospel can be spread to all so very easily now to the ends of the earth. So all nations will hear or have already heard. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and thank you very much for listening in Minnesota, Carrie. One thing that has changed dramatically in thinking in terms of communication, the ability to bring a message, and in this case, the message of Christ and the good news, to many people in a very quick and almost instantaneous, as far as we're concerned, instantaneous way. This radio program is an example of that, being able to communicate the gospel clearly through the new media. And usually that is all built around the internet. I will say this. God has given us the internet, not so that university professors could share their theories and their research with one another, and not so that the military could do what it does with the internet, not so that pornographers could hand out their the sickness that they produce, not so that you can buy things, and not so that you can search your name on Google, and not so that you can visit Facebook, although I really do like Facebook, not so that you can blog, although I like a lot of the blogs that are out there. God gave us the internet for the same reason he gave the Roman Empire the ability to build roads, to carry the gospel. Now, we use it for all different kinds of things, but God gave it to us to find ways to preach the pure gospel to all nations. All right, see, back to your answers. This one comes from Tim in Columbus, Indiana. He says, I think we need to plan on his return today, right now, in fact. There are lots of people who don't know he's coming or even that he came once already or why. So we need to expect him now, so that we all have the heart to tell those who need to hear about his work for all of us. If we're not ready for him to return now, will we ever be? It's a good question. And that's the biblical stance that Christians have taken, is it could happen today, and to watch and wait and ever proclaim his first coming in advance of his second coming. Bill's listening in his car. Hi, Bill. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
First time I've listened to your show, I really like it.
Thanks.
I've got a question. Everybody's talking about, you know, they're going to be here when Christ returns, and a lot of these people are Christian. They're calling, forgive me if my timeline, my understanding of the timeline's wrong, but aren't us believers going to be raptured before the 7 years and then Christ return?
It's a great question, Bill. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening. Please keep listening. Well, you know, there's a passage in the Bible that seems to indicate that there's going to be something like a rapture, everybody caught up in the air to be with Jesus. But if you look carefully at what that passage actually teaches, it does not teach a secret rapture of the church. It actually teaches the rather open and public coming of Jesus Christ once. Will he catch the church up to himself? Yes, but not to sneak back into heaven and hide for another 7.5 or 7 years or whatever the theories say that is. No, the sound of the trumpet, the call, the trumpet call of God, the great shout of the archangel, and down comes Jesus. And yes, we who are dead will rise, and we who are alive will also go up to meet him. And this will be the second coming. No secret about it. And you could call that a rapture if you want to call the, you know, the rising of people up into the air to meet Christ, a rapture, but not the way it's taught by the dispensationalists. The timeline of the Bible is really rather simple. Jesus came, he lived, he died for us, he rose again, he ascended on high, promising he would come again, and when he comes again, he will. No falderall about it, no coming halfway, no first coming, second coming, it's all one coming, and then the judgment. This is in fact what the church has confessed historically. For 2,000 years in its historic creeds, he will come to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for June is called The Work of His Hands. You look down on this globe of the world and you say to yourself, from the view of space, and you say to yourself, this is perhaps how God must look at it from time to time. Small, insignificant place in the grand sweep of the universe. What is there about this place that God would care? But this is the place to which God sent his Son to redeem us, the crown of his creation, fallen in our sin, given over to death, enslaved to death. And Christ redeemed this world, this whole world, with his own life. I can only imagine what it's like. You can actually see what it's like to look down in our Issues Etc. book of the month for June, The Work of His Hands, a stunning pictorial depiction of our planet, the planet that God has redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or order The Work of His Hands by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. I think I'm going to give this popular commentary. I could give it to practically any of those who called emailed us or left a question at the Facebook fan page. But I'm going to give it to Bill because he was listening for the first time. Bill, if you would give us a call back, 1-877-623-6943, or email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. Give us your mailing address. We will be happy to send you this popular commentary on the Book of Revelation by Dr. Lewis Brighton. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll continue our summer series on women in the Bible, talking with Dr. Joel Heck of Concordia University, Texas, about three women who are named as the ancestresses, is that a word? Ancestresses of Christ, Tamar, Rahab, and Ruth. We'll deal with all three of them tomorrow on Issues Etc. in our summer series on women in the Bible. I mentioned before that I've lived as a Christian always expecting Christ to return in my lifetime, and yet always expecting to live to a ripe old age, die, and await his return, sleeping there in the grave, my soul at rest with Christ. Now, both can't happen, right? It's going to be one way or the other. But this is exactly the perspective of the Bible. St. Paul, even in that passage we talked about just a moment ago, talks about those of us who are alive, who remain. And he includes himself with an expectation that Christ could and might come back today. In so many places, he says it's imminent. He's anxious for it to occur because it's good news for those who are in Christ, those who are redeemed. And at the same time, Paul will say, I'd like to depart and be with Christ. He's talking about dying, but it's better that I remain with you. He's contemplating even dying before Christ's return. Now, it's only going to happen one way or the other. But I think Christians do well to consider both possibilities their whole lives long, so that we do not wait to do what is most needful each and every day. Live in repentance of our sins and in the complete assurance of Christ's forgiveness for the sake of his death and resurrection for us. Share that with everybody we can. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.